chapter 3 is where I mentioned that Jesus talks about coming like a thief. That's in verse 3 of chapter 3. Remember that when you have received and heard, obey it and repent. If you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come. Interesting, and I pointed out because exactly what we were talking about with the looking for the signs of the end times, and yet right in the beginning of his opening, middle of his opening, I guess I should say, you know, as he's addressing the churches, John basically throws in there, you're not really going to know when the second coming is coming. You know, you might see the end times approaching, but Jesus is going to come like a thief, which we all know. We've heard that many times throughout the scriptures.
Now, that's not what this says, Glenn.
No, what does yours say?
This says if you don't wake up.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a repent.
If you wake up and you repent and
then you'll
you
see it coming.
Christ,
yep.
Then you can't predict it.
According to that.
That verse alone,
that's a possible way of understanding it, which many, I'm sure, have. That's very possible.
Now, what does yours say?
He's reading
verse 3. What does yours say?
Okay, remember then what you received and heard. Okay? You received it, you heard it, obey it, and repent. If you do not wake up, I will come like a thief. Well, if you do wake up, if you do repent and listen, then I will come like a thief. I'll be transparent.
He's playing the opposite of that, yes. He's saying if you do wake up that you will see. You know, which, I mean, you know, whether tongue-in-cheek or not, can refer back to the whole idea of visions. I mean, if you're in the spirit, you know, it is transparent in that sense.
Yeah, it truly is. When you are prepared, when he comes, that you will be ready. And
yep. Yep. Absolutely. That's exactly right. Yeah. That is exactly right. Verse 15 is the next one I jump to, and that's where he talks about the cold nor hot. He's talking to the church of the one I cannot pronounce, which people always pronounce for me. Laodicea?
Laodicea.
Okay, there you go. Everybody got that down? Because I don't want to say it again. So we remember that one. Yep. Before I go to that, yep. Number 13. Yep. Anyone who has an ear, listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Yeah, he says that at the end of each address to a churches, he says that. And that's also a line directly out of, I mean, that's a lot in the gospel. Anyone who has ears to listen, Jesus says that several times in the gospels. Yes, that's exactly. Yes. Yes.